and making his way to the Newcastle Civic Theatre on the 25th of September this year. An audience with David Walliams. You'd know him from Little Britain. You'd know him from Come Fly With Me. Even Australia's Got Talent a couple of years ago. He joins us on the line, Mr. David Walliams. How you doing?
I'm great, and good morning to you guys. It's evening here, so I'm sort of winding down, but you're just kind of getting started, aren't you?
Oh, well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning right now. So we're
Okay.
still kind of waking up, coffees, things getting underway, but we're all getting
As
set
long
for the
as
day
it's
ahead.
just coffee and not anything else, okay?
As long as it's, yes, it's just that to keep us awake and alert and ready to
Sure. That's what he always says.
go.
I'm a huge fan of
Oh, thank
Come
you.
Fly With Me is probably one of my favorite projects that you've done along the journey of many. Will we be seeing characters in this audience with David Walliams, or is it going to be more stories from your life? What's going to be the setup of the event?
There will be a couple of Little Britain characters making their way,
Oh,
but we want to keep it as a surprise because
nice.
right at the top of the show, and the top of the second half. And also, there are stories, funny stories from my life. I mean, it's a piece of entertainment. It's not me getting kind of deep about everything. It's me trying to entertain, telling all the stories of how me and Matt came up with characters, telling the stories of sort of life in show business and the mad things that can happen to you sometimes. And the audience get a chance to ask any question they want as well. So
Wow.
I'm really looking forward to that because I really like thinking on my feet and being spontaneous. And I always think when you go and see a show and you know there's a spontaneous bit, like you go and see a comedian and there's kind of heck, or they talk about something going on, that's always the best bit, isn't it? So we
Yeah, of
really
course. Totally.
want to as well. And so I'm really looking forward to it because I've always had the best responses. And me and Matt toured Australia in 2007 before any of you were born. And
Oh, excuse me. No, I'll take that. He's saying we're less than 20. I'll take that.
and we had such a brilliant time because actually it was right at the end of our tour. So the last shows we did were in Australia, and it was just a thrill because I just think maybe people in Australia were more excited to see us than people in the UK. And I just think they're kind of more up for it. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't think you can shock an Australian. I don't think it's possible because the humor you guys have is just always, it's always kind of on the edge. I saw Jim Jefferies last time I was over in Australia.
Very
Bit of a
good.
name drop. I went with Russell Crowe.
Oh, casual.
You may know
Good
him. He's the
name.
Oscar-winning actor from Gladiator. And anyway, so we went, and it was like I was a bit taken aback. I was like, whoa, but it was hilarious. And my favorite comedian kind of growing up, the one that made me want to do comedy, was Barry Humphries.
Of
And so
course.
I saw him live when I was a teenager, and I was like, it was a light bulb moment of light. I was like, I was struck by lightning. This is what I want to do. So there's always been a close connection, I think, between Australia and the UK, and that television programs, comedians, music, and all those kind of things. So I do feel that people in Australia kind of get me and I get them. So I haven't never done this show before. So I'm really glad to be starting in Australia and hopefully feeling the warmth
Oh, what a treat for us.
from
Absolutely.
people,
Looking forward to
from
it. Absolutely. I do have to ask you as well, David, out of all the projects that you've done, and obviously we've seen you in pretty much everything, do you have a favorite, one that's close to your heart the most?
it's a thrill that people still are talking about Little Britain, still quoting it, that a whole new, generation are getting into it and Come Fly With Me, which is really big for some reason with like teenagers and stuff. And actually, my son is 11. And the thing is, I don't really watch things back because, I kind of think there's two scenarios where you watch your own stuff. It's like one is you're alone at home watching yourself on television. So, or you're crazy, or you've invited people over and then you put yourself on. It's crazy too. But anyway, my son was really keen. To watch Come Fly With Me with some mates because he'd never seen it, but he'd heard about it because his friends were talking about it. And then I sat down and watched it for the first time in a really long time. And I did actually think, this is actually really funny. I didn't really think that, but I was like, because sometimes you're watching things thinking, yeah, we could have done that better, or that wasn't quite as good as it turned out. But it was very funny. But after about 15 minutes, I couldn't watch anymore because I just felt embarrassed watching it with my son. and I left the room. But him and his friends were loving it. Obviously, they shouldn't watch it because they're 11. But
Yeah.
of course, I don't know
You
about
have to
you,
say
but when I was 11, all I wanted to do was watch things that were too grown up. I used to go into the video store and try and get Scarface out because
that. Yeah, I wouldn't have gone down. You wouldn't have been able to do
No, Mad
that
Max as well. I always wanted to watch, but I couldn't see those things till I was older. But yeah, so hopefully the shows are going to be some people, who watched Little Britain first time around, maybe as teenagers or adults, and they'll be probably bringing their kids who have got into it more recently. And I think the thing is that, I mean, I'm guessing one of the reasons it's still popular is there's nothing like this now.
No,
yeah, it's
absolutely.
it,
It
no,
doesn't get the green light.
no one, there's lots of stand-ups who are brilliant, but there's not a lot of sketch shows. I can't think of any really that in the last few years. Chris Lilley did some like brilliant ones, but there hasn't been a new one recently. And I also think, people have got very worried about offending anybody, and so therefore I think people are less ready to go towards the edgy stuff. But the edgy stuff is where all the excitement is.
Course.
If
Yeah,
I go
absolutely.
see Ricky Gervais live, and even I'm shocked, it's a thrill.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean, it's brilliant to be shocked. You go, I can't, even I can't believe he's doing that. And
right.
I'm a comedian, so it's and that's I think that's really exciting. And so I guess that might be part of the reason why Little Britain and Come Fly With Me are still sort of out there in the culture. But it's great when kids come up to me and they know it's a real thrill because when you make something, it's not like you're really thinking, oh, I want it to last a long time. But obviously, there's things that I grew up watching, like Monty Python, that have had a long life. And so you don't want television's quite disposable. It's on and then it's off. So if it does have a life, it's beyond its broadcast originally. It's very, very exciting. And so and it's amazing to be, still well known for it. Obviously, I've been doing lots of other stuff like Got Talent and books and stuff, but I'm working with Matt again now. We're creating a whole new show. So
Oh,
yeah, so yeah, it's exciting times. And I think things are moving on a little bit. I think that the sort of offense thing seems to be sort of dying down a bit, and people are a little bit over it, and people are a little
yeah.
bit more like, well, I want to see it. Can you just let me
Sure.
watch it? You don't have to. And
Yeah.
so I think, and also I look on Netflix, sort of the biggest comedians, Chris Rock, Ricky Gervais, Dave Chappelle, Jimmy Carr, they're all really edgy comedians, aren't they? So that's what people want now.
They want it, and I think it's good to see. Like, the comedians seem to get a pass, which is good because that's what comedy should be, and an art form should be able to be discussed like that. But I think it's good that these streaming platforms don't necessarily have to confine to like normal broadcasting laws in
I think
this
you're
country.
exactly right, because there have been some controversial jokes from some of those comedians that have kind of made the news, at least in the UK, of like, oh my goodness me, they've made a joke about this, made about that. But Netflix haven't edited anything.
Don't care,
They
yeah, don't care.
just stuck to their guns and gone, well, if you don't like it, don't subscribe. I think that's the only position you can really take, because once you start unpicking things, then you kind of have to get rid of everything. I mean, I'll tell you, but Jimmy Carr once, he got into trouble recently over some joke. I mean, he always says the joke that's going to get me cancelled, I've already told. But anyway, he did some joke that was picked up, and people criticized it. And I said, oh, are you going to apologize? He said, no, because then I'd have to apologize for everything. And I thought, yeah, it's quite good. And also, it's meant to shock, it's not
The whole
real.
point. It's
That's
not
the point
real.
of it. I found it offensive. You watch the end of like Life of Brian, with them singing, on the cross, singing, I always look on the bright side of life. It's meant to be shocking. Springtime for Hitler, Mel Brooks. It's meant to be shocking and offensive. That's the whole point of it.
It tickles
But
that
let's
part
not.
of you that makes
Yeah. So
you
let's not
go,
lose that. And it sometimes happens in other kind of art forms, things are meant to shock and offend. So hopefully people will come away from my show shocked and offended. But at the kids' show, no, they won't be shocked and offended. Hopefully they'll have a great time with their family. But in the evening, yeah, there will be some edgy things, which I'm really looking forward to performing, because the end of the show is like, I think jaw-droppingly offensive.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to get out there and do it.
Good to know. We've also gone in the world of writing and author as well, the David Walliams Book Show, Australia, New Zealand. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so basically I was getting lots of messages from people saying, can we bring our kids to the evening show? Would it be suitable? And I think, so I wanted to do something that was just for families. And I've been doing this show for a while in the UK, doing an hour show all about the books, entertaining kids. It's hopefully going to inspire a few kids to read more, write, and write their own stories. But basically, it's me entertaining kids, reading from my books, again, answering questions, telling stories about the inspiration behind characters and stories. And again, I go out in the audience. I ask the kids if they've got a brother or sister that I should put in one of my books, The World's Worst Children. And so it's just basically, we're going to have a blast for an hour. And if you've got younger kids who like the books and stuff, it's perfect to take them. So it's going to be busy for me, because during the day, there's going to be a kid show. And in the evening, there's a grown-up show. But saying that, as soon as you walk in front of an audience, immediately your adrenaline, you know, kicks in, and you know, you're just off, really. I feel like it's a bit like surfing, you know, laughs, you're kind of surfing the laughs, and it's a really exciting place to find yourself.
So when are you gonna have time to sightsee in Newcastle? We got so much here.
Yeah, so I've heard.
good answer.
Well, I'm gonna have a bit of time. We're gonna have a few hours between shows. I mean, they obviously have some days off and things like that, so I do want to see as much of the country as possible.
Good.
And yeah, I mean, I love it, and also just love Australians are so friendly and fun and everything. So I can't wait.
Well, you wait till you meet more Novocastrians. We're the friendliest.
Especially at the pub.
I can't wait. And I'd love you guys to come to the show as well.
Oh, we'd love to be there. That'd be great.
We'd love to.
I guess, and you've just had a child, haven't you? Did you say?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're only 8 weeks old, are they?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, well, I look at every child born as a future book buyer. Yeah. Well, you can still come to the show and get some books for the kids. Probably not 8 weeks old, it's probably a tiny bit young, but you're all very welcome.
I've already got them on Little Britain, so it's all good.
good. You've got to start them young with this offensive comedy.
100%.
You got it. Congratulations on being a dad.
Thank you.
I always say to my son, the day you were born was the happiest day of my life.
Aww.
And every day after that, I've just got happier and happier. Aww. It's not true.
I was going to say, I was waiting for something else to drop.
There's got to be something else in there, a little sprinkle or something.
It's not true.
You tell them.
Yeah. All right, guys. Mate, have a great morning, and thanks for having me.
No, thank you for your time. So appreciate it.